Chapter 5 Translator, Zia Editor, Agna the Emperor Dowager lives in the Yangshu Palace, the current empress is a filial daughter, the Yangshu Palace is spectacularly majestic, the palace also has cranes. But because Emperor Dowager likes Buddhism and quiet, the Yangshu Palace is located in a remote area, and the long road is lined with high palace walls. It took a long time for the palace maids to walk by. In the previous chapters it was Emperor Dowager, but considering that this is a world where roles are reversed, I realized it should be Emperor Dowager. I apologize for overlooking this detail. Du Sian was led by an old slave from the Emperor Dowager's palace and entered the Yangshu Palace to pay respect to the Emperor Dowager. Although the Yangshu Palace is majestic, the furnishings inside are very elegant and simple, with dark and light colors, looking a bit twilight. When Du Sian saw the Emperor Dowager, he hurriedly bowed. Wen Wei greets the Emperor Dowager. The Emperor Dowager eagerly helped Du Sian up, looked at him with loving eyes, saying over and over, good boy, you've grown so big. Come here, sit down with me and talk. Du Sian immediately and obediently assisted the Emperor Dowager to go over and sit on the couch. His little servant had never seen a big scene. This time he entered to see the Emperor Dowager and did not dare to raise his head when he saw the Emperor Dowager this time, and kept standing behind Du Sian. The Emperor Dowager looked at Du Sian and was very dissatisfied. The Emperor Dowager grabbed Du Sian's hand, and the more she looked at it, the more satisfied she became. The kindness in her eyes almost overflowed. Well, you look more like your grandfather. Du Sian's grandfather, Mei Taijun, was a splendid man, and the Emperor Dowager came with him in this sinister harem, and pushed the current emperor to the throne, so they were like brothers. The Emperor Dowager has only one daughter, but her daughter is not only her daughter, but also the Emperor of Dian. She has long lost her admiration for her, so now the Emperor Dowager looks at Du Sian just like her grandson. Our family's Wenwei is so beautiful and knowledgeable, I think the Queen of Zhenbian will definitely like it very much. Du Sian blushed immediately. The Emperor Dowager looked at him and said sadly, my child, you have suffered all these years. It's not that I don't want to protect you, but you haven't married yet, and you still have to live in the backyard of Du's house, so I'll help you openly, but I can't guarantee how Bai Fang will treat you in private, can you understand? Du Qiyin, I know all, the Emperor Dowager should not be sad. The Emperor Dowager's eyes were condensed, but now it is different, the Empress has given you a marriage, you will soon marry into the Zhenbian Palace, and the family will protect you and you will have no worries. Du Qiyin, thank you, Emperor Dowager, with your care I have always been fine and have not been wronged. The Emperor Dowager patted Du Sian's hand gratefully, good boy. At this time, King Jun came and looked at Du Sian several times and praised, this is Min Jia's son, he looks like his father and is beautiful. The Emperor Dowager was very happy to hear this. Du Sian hurriedly greeted, good day, King Jun. King Jun, no need to be polite, you can call me uncle. Du Sian, uncle. King Jun smiled like a flower, turned her head to look at the Emperor Dowager and said, look, Emperor Dowager, our Wen Wei is so good. Then she said to Du Sian softly, you can rest assured that you will marry the daughter of Zhenbei Palace this time. I will give you additional gifts to ensure that you have a beautiful wedding. Du Sian did not dare to disobey, just said, thank you, uncle. Afterwards, the Emperor Dowager ordered people to send Du Sian back to the Du mansion. Before leaving, the Emperor Dowager recruited an old slave with a kind face and gave it to Du Sian, saying, En Qing has been with the royal family for decades, now I will let him serve you. Marrying into the royal family is not like other families, that petty lord of the Du mansion can't teach you any rules at all. Du Sian is very grateful, he now has no one in the Du mansion except Chan Er. The Emperor Dowager's move is simply a blessing, like coal being delivered in the snow. Then the Emperor Dowager called for two more servants, one called Shukin and the other called Shuki, and also gave them to Du Sian. In the eyes of the Emperor Dowager, Chan Er in Du Sian's side is not useful at all. Chan Er looked at Shukin and Shuki, who was following Du Sian, and was so aggrieved that he held Du Sian's hand a little tighter. When he got on the carriage, Chan Er's eyes were red with grievance and she asked, Master, the two brothers are here, do you not want Chan Er anymore? Du Sian now has mixed thoughts in his heart, only gently patted Chan Er's hand, and said, no, you have been with me for so long, why would I not want you, don't think about it. Then he continued to immerse himself in his own thoughts. Du Sian is not an ordinary innocent son. He has lived in Du mansion for so many years. He likes to read, and every time he reads a book, he has his own insight. If he was born as a woman, he could step into the court. He knows that if the Emperor Dowager really had some love for him, King Jun, he does not know how sincere he was to him. Now the competition between the Emperor Dowager and the fourth royal empress is fierce. When the Zhenbian queen returned to the capital, it attracted the attention of the entire capital. Even the royal empress wants to pull her in her camp. King Jun also wanted to be close to her, so that she could go and blow the pillow talk to the Zhenbian queen's daughter, so that the Zhenbian queen's daughter would stand in the camp of the emperor dowager. But with the situation of Zhenbian palace, it is better for the Zhenbian queen to not to stand in line, but to be a pure minister loyal to her majesty. Du Xian's heart was suddenly terrified beyond belief. This marriage grant was mixed with too many political factors. Would the Zhenbian queen's daughter really like him? Or is she more disgusted by the trouble he brings? Seeing Du Xian's perfunctory expression, Chan Er felt even more aggrieved, but he didn't dare speak anymore. He knows he is useless, and is really afraid that Shukin and Shuki would take the place beside Du Xian. It's easy to get to the top, to accompany the prince who is going to marry into the royal family. Why did the emperor dowager want to stuff in such two annoying cheap pickups? Chan Er's hostility towards Shukin and Shuki was established from this moment. Lu Tang is a good hand in search of information, and soon found out all of Du Xian's information, especially the marriage contract between Du Xian and Lu Jilan. The marriage contract between Du Xian and Lu Jilan was set when he was a child. At that time, Du Xian's father was still alive, and he and Lu Jilan's father, Wei Rongrai, were very good friends. At that time, Yan Shu felt that his body was gradually deteriorating, and he was afraid that he would not live to see Du Xian grow up and get married. As for the Du family, after he died, he would definitely help Bai Feng become the lord quickly. He had already seen through it. The title of the prince and the good relationship he made since childhood, although Yan Shu was depressed, but he really loved his son and paved the way for his son as much as possible. When Lu Jilan grew up, she became sensual, but Du Xian only learned to be outstanding and intelligent. Before, many people said that Lu Jilan was not worthy of Du Xian. Even Lu Jilan's father, Wei Rongrai, thought that Du Xian married his youngest daughter like a flower in a cow dung. But Du Xian never thought that he would not want to see Lu Jilan and withdraw from the marriage. Unexpectedly, 2 years ago, Lu Jilan and her people were robbed and she was knocked out. When she woke up, she became a business genius and invented the soap, shaved ice and opened a new office in home, making money every day, which everyone praised. When Lu Jilan woke up, she insisted on withdrawing her marriage with Du Xian, and later ran after the son of a merchant, the son of the Mo family. People completely forgot how they said Lu Jilan was not worthy of Du Xian, and mocked and ridiculed Du Xian for not even being able to compete with an ugly and saltless merchant's son, and went out of their way to speculate and fabricate him with the greatest malice. After reading these materials, Xu Ting did not know how to feel. Lu Jilan and she are both travelers, and now Lu Jilan's withdrawn engagement, Du Xian, was assigned to her, which really gave her a strange feeling. Xu Ting could understand why Lu Zhilan withdrew her marriage. Imagine a woman from modern society, in a world where females were respected the most, how could she accept a marriage contract forced on her as soon as she crossed over? After all, there was a great forest waiting for her. It's just that the Du family's son is pitiful. Du Xian, the name sounds nice. Xu Ting thought. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.